Today's courageous conversation comes from Colonel George Griggs, U.S. Marine Corps, retired. I was directly involved in the Vietnam War from December 1965 to June 1969. In the years since my Vietnam experience, both before and after retiring from active duty, I've often reflected on that experience and the impact that it had on those of us who were involved and on those who were indirectly, but with no less impact, affected. They're the wives, husbands, children, parents, and other loved ones of those who were striving under very difficult circumstances to carry out to the best of our ability the orders of our superiors, whether they be corporals, sergeants, captains, or generals. We weren't concerned with the politics involved and weren't fully in tune with all of the turmoil and anti-war activities that were going on at home. We were concerned with the daily challenges of the changing combat situation and confronting the realities of life and death. It was our loved ones at home and the returning veterans who had to face and deal with the former, oftentimes, as we have come to realize, not too successfully, as lives were being turned upside down and families were being stressed to the breaking point. If there was a positive that resulted from the Vietnam conflict, it's that the national consciousness was aroused regarding the treatment of veterans and their families. It's possible that if programs similar to those currently in place to deal with returning veterans existed in the 60s and 70s, there wouldn't be the same level of homelessness and hopelessness of that lost generation of Vietnam veterans. Today's courageous conversation was from Colonel George Griggs, U.S. Marine Corps, retired.
All of our courageous conversations are archived at mainpublic.org. Just click on television. Ken Burns' new documentary, The Vietnam War, starts Sunday evening, September 17th at 8 o'clock and runs each evening, Sunday through Thursday evenings, for 2 weeks on Maine Public Television.